Brent was certainly not a victim. Narcissists and emotionally abusive men have learned some very maladaptive behavior. Grossly immature, they think and behave like little boys, with their behavior being reinforced time and again. Dr. Sam Vaknin, in his book, Malignant Self-Love, suggests narcissists are men who refuse to grow up. They're self-centered, haughty, demanding brats. Well-adjusted individuals seek to face life's challenges and mature, but narcissists and emotionally abusive men avoid emotional challenges. They avoid honestly dealing with the relationship challenges we all face that enable us to grow up. Vaknin asserts, the narcissist is a partial adult. He seeks to avoid adulthood. Infantilization, the discrepancy between one's advanced chronological age and one's retarded behavior, cognition, and emotional development, is the narcissist's preferred art form. Why would anyone avoid growing up? At first, this doesn't make sense. Don't we all want to be the best version of ourselves possible? Although critical of Brent, I saw bits of myself in him and was shocked. I recognized his pouting and manipulation. I can relate to Brent and other men who are emotionally underdeveloped. There are days when I don't want to grow up. There are times when I'm a bundle of raw emotion and want to react to my wife. Thankfully, more often than not, I interrupt these immature tendencies. But I have them. Why are men like Brent so easily wounded? Aubin de Lisle, in her article, The Wounded Self, The Torture of Narcissism, notes that many of us feel discomfort when we admit something we feel ashamed about. Sharing information about our secret selves is freeing, however. Not so with the narcissist. At the other end of the scale is the person who has a constant sense of their own weakness and resentment at being the victim in the face of mistreatment by others. This, too, is a wound to the self which constantly battles with the need for validation. The person with true narcissistic personality disorder will not be able to tolerate that discomfort at all, to the extent that they simply will not recognize it as an issue. Wounded very early in life by strict abuse of fathers, abandonment, or sometimes profound neglect, these men limp through life. They experienced trauma and failed to develop a healthy sense of self. Needing a safe environment in which to develop and learn critical relationship skills needed as adults, these children have been robbed. The result is a selfish, demanding man-boy. You know this is true. The empathetic part of your personality wants to reach out and save him. When he is small and vulnerable, you want to take him under your wings and let him know everything will be all right. You sense his fragility and want to protect him. When he turns on the charm, he's all the more likable. Like most little boys, he seems to intuitively know when he can be mean and when he must behave. He knows if he pushes too far, you will run. And in the end, he can't live without you. Walking in her shoes. Sometime later, I sat alone with Sheila to discuss how she was coping. I wondered what it was like.